Hey guys, welcome to CryptoLife 365, day 51. I really had trouble sleeping last night. I was really, really freaking angry about what was going on in the morning. Yesterday, that stuff I covered in yesterday's 365. Main thing is that my mind kept racing about all the different kind of contingencies and other issues that I would have to deal with. I mean, really, in this situation, what's actually going on is that we picked up this property. We didn't know much about it, but we found that tenants were living in absolutely horrible conditions. So any company, any money that the company spends is technically my money, or at least borrowed money that the company would need to pay back later. But which, I mean, really, I have to pay back later. But we bought the property. We found that the tenants were in terrible condition. We decided to help them out, where I bought a new mobile home using my own credit cards. And the person, the tenant that lived there, she has a daughter. She can't, where she works is not too far from here, but she unfortunately cannot afford any rent in this area because it's a very expensive area, so she really needed to stay here at least until her daughter finishes high school. So I got them a much nicer place to live. I even was, because market rates for this new place would have been about $400 more than what she was paying, so I even agreed to allow her to continue her current rent instead of foregoing $400 in extra money because she can't afford $400. Foregoing $400 in revenue because she can't afford a $400, and that would essentially force her to be homeless. She's also dealing with some back issue right now. She just had surgery recently, so she's recovering. I mean, she's fine. She works. She does clerical administrative type of stuff. She has an elderly mom that she's taking care of in this area too. So I figured, hey, I'll be, well, I mean, I care about people. I'll help her out, get a new place for her. But this bureaucrat who we talked to ended up looking at our document that says, actually pretty much says that to the previous owner, as you know, you are grandfathered in, so as long as you continue to maintain this property with mobile homes without a two-year break, then you can continue to maintain it as such. Which he decided to say, oh, that means that you needed to actually submit it as being maintained as mobile home property every 2 years to give us an update. And there are no records of this, obviously, because the letter doesn't say we need any records. So if we don't have any records, or if we don't actually prove that this property has been maintained, then he's claiming that we would have to get rid of the mobile homes on there. So what I'm doing is I found the property was okay deal, I guess, for the price. I found that there were tenants that were living in pretty horrible conditions. I put out my own money to help them out. Even was willing to save, well, forego $400 in income, which actually would make this property not or barely profitable for the first year or so, in order to help her out. We are basically moving her in at cost because I don't want to make her and her daughter be homeless, especially when she's having to deal with health issues as too. And the bureaucrat job is to just get in the way. It's a permit, which means that even though you own the property, you have to get permission for practically anything you want to do on your own property. So his job is basically to, effectively to make sure that this lady her daughter and her mother, who just recently lost her husband, who can't live on her own anymore, was going to move in with her too, end up being homeless instead. So, and on my side, I mean, yeah, there's issues on my end too, because I actually bought these mobile homes, and if I do not get them delivered, then they will start charging me about $200 a week, which, again, the company can't really afford at this point. Actually, it's more than $200. I don't remember exactly, but it's a substantial amount for rent on their floor space, because they need the floor space to build more of these mobile homes. Or I find another buyer and sell them at a loss, so I could be a couple of $1,000s out. And the worst part is, of course, that there'll be a family that'll be homeless. Because government, that's how it helps. And then the other issue is that if I can't put these things on the land, and the land is not able to generate revenue through rents, my only other option will be to get rid of all the housing that's on it right now. There's one house and one garage. And build a new house from scratch. Again, using my own money. And sell that. Hopefully at that point I would be able to break even. Unfortunately, that means that the tenant that's on there right now, who again had his house was basically neglected since probably 20 or 30 years. So we've actually been putting in effort and funds to bring it up to modern livable standards. So we just installed air conditioning. We're fixing all the plumbing issues. We're making sure the water is safe to drink again. Yeah, before we got in there, they didn't have hot water in their shower, and the water was not safe to drink. So, I mean, the guy was forced to take cold showers or take them someplace else, and they couldn't even drink any water at home. It's ridiculous. But here we came in, we fixed it up. We're fixing, cleaning up their water. They have a nice air conditioning going, because their old one was just practically non-existent too, and it does get pretty hot in the summer in Virginia. And for heat, they were using electric heaters, like portable electric heaters. That's pretty terrible too. So the AC system we put in actually provides heat as well. And started cleaning up, making the place actually nice to live in. And he really does want to live here too, because he has a house that's kind of small, but it's in a good location and there's plenty of space for him. And the house also comes with a two-car garage. In fact, the garage is about as big as the house, so we're perfectly happy for him to stay in that small house and have a garage, which he really wanted to keep too, because his hobby is, and probably work on the side, is repairing cars. He fixes engines, repairs old cars, stuff like that. So he really wanted to stay too. Unfortunately, if we can't get rents out of this house, this property, that would be able to cover the expenses for the loan, then we would have to bulldoze this house. I don't even know what I'd be able to do with all the air conditioning equipment I bought. Hopefully I would still be able to sell it, but his house would be bulldozed and he would be gone too. And to give you an idea, a little house like his with a garage rents $1,200 a year, a month. In this place, in this area, you would probably get a tiny, tiny little apartment for $1,200 a month. Normally, a place like this would probably cost $1,800, maybe even more. And the only places available where you'd actually be able to afford something would be about 40 minutes from this area. This is a very expensive area. So, I mean, these people, yeah, we could make a ton of money. But I don't need to make a ton of money. I just need to make enough to cover my expenses and make a little bit of extra cash on the side, because I want to make sure that my time and effort aren't wasted. But, you know, bureaucrats say you can't have permission, so may have to kick these people out. I mean, I have some ideas of how I can actually maybe save my own funds in some ways, but it's just like, seriously, if I have to do this, I would be going to their office, to the government office, asking to speak with this guy, and call up my tenants, put them on speakerphone, and explain the situation to while they're on the phone while he's actually listening to. So, like, you know, I know I promised I'd help you. I got all these things. I put the money in. I put the effort in. Unfortunately, this guy says that you have to be homeless now, so, you know, deal with it. Crap. The whole, unfortunately, the Bitcoin thing has kind of been frustrating, too. I mean, yeah, the price is down. I know it's temporary. I know that there are quite a few things in development going forward later this year. Me, honestly, I don't know if Bitcoin's going to keep going down. It might. Long term, the outlook is still incredibly high. But when it comes down like this, especially when I'm in the middle of some of my other projects, it's like Summit Capital, the bank, that's going to need considerable funding, which every time Bitcoin price comes down, I'm concerned that my funding is actually not going to be enough to fund it. So, I'm not going to give up on this. Worst case scenario, some of these houses that I bought, a lot of them are flips. So once they flip, I may just have to, instead of continuing to flip, especially using my own money, as I said, I'm not going to do that anymore. Once they flip, I'm going to pull that money out and that'll free up the funds again. So at worst, it'll hold me up for a couple of months. Yeah, but it's actually kind of funny in a way. JT Fox, my business coach, is a top wealth coach and business coach in the whole world, really. He is having a feud or a spat or a fight or whatever you want to call it with his ex-CEO who quit his company, unexpectedly, suddenly announced that he's quitting, and then started sending solicitations to JT's clients and coaches and employees and stuff. So effectively he said, I'm going to go off and start my own business, but then ended up trying to steal from JT's business instead. I mean, definitely unethical, just a general dick move. Excuse me, but and JT's been talking about this, the whole scenario, the whole episode, whole thing, you can actually listen to it every single day on jtfox365.com. That's where I got my idea. Well, he told me to do the idea for Crypto Life 365 too. But every single day he would talk about things that are happening in the business, the issues that he would be having with him. And at one point, sorry, long story short, this week he said that he wanted to kind of step back and try peace for a while, because for the last 130 days or so there were kind of things building up. Then there was a big resignation, then the big fight, and then there was accusations back and forth. Well, on one side they were kind of dumb or made up or crazy, and then JT would defend himself against those to explain what's going on. But I don't know, for whatever reason, he decided to try 7 days of peace where he wouldn't actually fight. He would just let things go and see what happens and see how the other side behaves and what they do. And JT was complaining about how it really sucks, because he used to have a lot of things to talk about, because the guy who was fighting with him was motivating him to be better and stronger and outdo himself at his business, but to kind of prove that he's the number one business, not the guy who quit, number one in business and sales and everything. But now that there was peace and there was nothing going on, he was frustrated. There was nothing to talk about. And I kind of pondered on this, and I said that, I don't think I actually have enemies to motivate me. Really, the only enemy I have would be kind of, I guess, myself, because there are times, I mean, I know I have a lot of shortcomings that I need to work on, and if I look at what other people have or what they do, it's just envy, jealousy, and that doesn't really help me much. If I focus on myself and try to, well, fix the things that I am doing wrong, and make myself better than I used to be the day before, then I can at least continue to improve myself regardless of what other people do elsewhere. So I was thinking, you know, I guess I don't really have any enemies or anybody to be angry at or whatever. But then I kind of thought about it, you know, it's, there are definitely not specific people, but definitely enemies out there. And this whole episode, or last 2 days, yesterday and today, that was a really strong reminder that, yes, there are enemies I am fighting against. There are people who motivate me. I am definitely motivated. I mean, yesterday was a crazy amount of work that was done. Yeah, and there are people I want to not just show off, to show how I'm able to do well in spite of, not just that, but be able to eventually bring down and made obsolete. So I guess I'll have to see if my intellect, my cleverness, if is better than that of the bureaucrats, and whether I can somehow outwit them, because I know bureaucrats love to be right, and they like to be put in a situation where there's a compromise, where both parties win, where you kind of make them look good, and they really, really hate being put in the corner. But unfortunately, I hate bureaucrats so much that I would feel dirty if I worked something out where both myself and a bureaucrat had come to a good decision or a good kind of conclusion where both of us look good, because I feel like I'm compromising on my own, I guess, ethics in that case. So with this bureaucrat, I have some ideas of how to put him in the corner. Unfortunately, I know that that's going to cause him to fight back even harder. There are some ways I may be able to get around without actually fighting too. I'm still considering other options. With regards to figuring out how to compromise, I might be able to think of something. I can't think of anything right now, but as I said, honestly, I haven't really put too much effort into it, because, like I said, even if I come up with an idea where I do something that ends up being as a favor to him, I just feel bad about helping him out, because dude's job is just useless. Anyway, on my way home right now, finally, because as I mentioned yesterday, I stayed up way, way, way too late working on a lot of things, because we needed to get a lot of things done in one day while I was down here, and I'll definitely be very happy to be living here closer to my business partner so we can actually get things done every day at this scale, not just whenever I or he's able to visit. But yeah, on the way home today, there's just a couple of minor things I need to fix up for real estate. Just make some calls, pay some bills. But main thing, project for today and this weekend in general, is I need to learn how to use 3D CAD software called SolidWorks. Again, I used to be pretty proficient in it, but that was probably 7 years ago or more, so I forgot pretty much all of it at this point. But I need to learn how to use it, and then I need to design, it's back to my plane again, I need to design a panel where all the electronics and radios and switches and everything else is going to go on the flat panel that will need holes cut out for it. And then I 3D printed and built a CNC machine, which is basically, imagine a very fast spinning drill bit that is moved up, down, left, and right using, sort of like back, forth, left, and right, and up, down using a computer software. So when you create a 3D design or a 2D design on a flat plane with very specific shapes and sizes and holes, the computer will be able to tell the CNC machine to go through and cut all the holes and patterns and everything out extremely precisely, exactly where it needs to go. So yeah, I 3D printed that and built that thing myself. It works pretty good. It's actually been very useful. I've used it to build some other things before, but I figure this would be a really, really good way to tool to use to cut out this panel too, because that way I can make everything look very pretty, be exactly precise. Everything's going to be in line, and that way my panel will look professional, factory made, as opposed to cut by hand kind of a deal. But yeah, that'll be my I guess project today and tomorrow. So because unfortunately with the way things are going with real estate and in part with Bitcoin, some of the other projects may have to be put on pause temporarily, at least until things go back up. But anyway, I'll keep working. I'm not quitting. I'm still optimistic about the future, even though there's been, you know, I do have bumps once in a while, and they really suck. But yeah, everybody has bumps. You just work through them, because it's all about persistence. So anyway, I guess I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.